This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Heidi Gunnall, the Republican candidate for governor, wants to eliminate the state's income tax. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on one of the biggest and most controversial planks in her platform.
Personal income taxes put $11 billion into the state budget every year. That's more than half the revenue for the general fund. Gunnall says she could get rid of that tax over 8 years by finding waste, attracting new businesses, and axing state government services by 10% per year. She told CPR's Ryan Warner she would start with the Public Health Department, which oversees everything from air quality enforcement to the pandemic response.
Public health has so much more power right now than they did. So that's one of the agencies I would like to take a look at.
There are 9 states with zero or very little income tax. They sometimes rely on gambling, sales taxes, or higher property taxes instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new visitor center for the U.S. Air Force Academy will be named for the Academy's first graduate in 1959. Retired Lieutenant General Bradley Halsmer also became the first Academy graduate to receive a Rhodes Scholarship and was the first grad to eventually serve as superintendent of the Academy. The $40 million facility under construction in Colorado Springs is expected to open in 2024. University of Colorado football head coach Carl Durrell was fired Sunday after 5 straight losses. The Buffaloes have yet to win a football game this season. Durrell was hired by the Buffs in 2020. The remainder of his $8.7 million contract will be bought out by the university's athletics department. Colorado's offensive coordinator, Mike Sanford, will be the team's interim head coach for the remainder of the season. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Stick around.